How to Create a Glitch Monologue, Season 26, Chapter 3. This is Season 26 of How to Create a Glitch in the Matrix Monologues, Episode 3. In this episode, we will be unifying the seemingly contradictory aspects of the examples given in the last two episodes. In the last two episodes, we provided two examples, one involving a job application online form and another involving an argument with a friend. In the latter example, we described how repressing an angry impulse results in a dissonant consensuality and an argument. That is, your angry reaction is appropriated by an alter who acts out the consequences of that feeling in a parallel, dissonant reality. In the former example, we discussed how repressed impulses of frustration result in appropriation of those feelings of frustration by your competitors. These two examples appear contradictory on its face, but I assure you, they are not. As explained in a previous podcast from the last few seasons, the path which is followed is ultimately the simplest one, with the least convolution, that is parsimony. So, in other words, the path from point A, the point of the repressed impulse, to point B, the satisfaction of the impulse, will always follow the simplest path. In the case of the anger while talking to the friend, the simplest pathway between that moment and the next, common between the two paths, one with the fight and one without, is 6 months in the future. The intersection, in other words, which joins the two parallel realities, is 6 months hence. But both pathways can exist simultaneously apart from a two-hour detour. Which is to say, the path of parsimony is a two-hour divergence, which involves both the argument and the pathway without the argument. The argument is thus appropriated by an alter of you, existing in a parallel two-hour divergent dissonant consensuality. Now, in the other example, the pathway from point A, the frustrated impulse in relation to the job application, to point B, acquiring the job, is substantially longer. It would require a vast divergence to get the associated experience and education for the job. Now, since we know that getting that experience and education would involve your identity converging with those of your competitors, those impulses are appropriated by them on the balance. Essentially, what I am saying is, if the simpler path results in a minor divergence, it will be parallel. If it results in a major divergence, it leads to appropriation. I'd like to give a final example, using the example from our discussion of disappearing object phenomenon. In that case, the shortest pathway from point A, smoking one cigarette, to point B, having an orange energy drink, involves the phone being in your jacket rather than your pants pocket, so that is the reality that the present dictates. Thus, the same principle of parsimony explains appropriation, disappearing object phenomenon, and doppelgangers or doubles. That's the end of the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, please like, comment, and subscribe.